We are on the record.
It's a witness, too.
I've seen it.
Badgering.
Good evening.
Badgering.
Good evening.
Witnesses are there to be badgered.
Shall we rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, no one. Just so the record knows, it is 7:03 and there is nary a soul except for the board and its professionals. But in any event, this is the July 16, 2018 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting.
And in a preemptive strike, Butcher, Kilduff, and Mardini are absent.
Now, that was just... That was premature.
I'm sorry, no one asked the secretary to take these notes.
Out of order. Duly noted.
Madam Secretary, would you now call the remaining roll?
Ms. Butcher?
Absent.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Kilduff?
Absent.
Ms. Winehouse?
Here.
Mr. Martin?
Yeah, absent.
Mr. McTiernan?
Well, I wasn't identified in the preemptive strike, so I'm present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Scheich?
Here.
And Mr. Semay?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
I told you.
It's a new level. Okay. Oh, we do have somebody from the public. Thank you for coming.
There we go.
No, that's not somebody. It's Bill.
That's just Bill Glazer.
I would, for the record, we'd like people to come. We hope people come, but I just was reflecting that it's empty. So next up are some meeting minutes. We have a couple that were previously distributed by Denise. So the first one, we'll take them independently because of the different eligibility, is February 5th, 2018. Any questions, comments?
Yes. Denise, I have a question on this one because I'm looking at the agenda for that meeting.
Yes.
And if I look at the agenda for the meeting, what's on it is the resolutions, which and the meeting minutes, which we reviewed. Then we have Hunterdon Prep School, and then there's and then after that we have Beaverbrook Urban Renewal Associates.
You must be looking at a prior version of that agenda, because the agenda that Denise has here for February 5, or maybe one of these agendas is different, because this agenda only has Beaverbrook Urban Renewal Associates listed on the agenda.
Well, on page 2 is on the public hearings is
Hunterdon Prep School.
Prep School, and then Beaverbrook Urban Renewal Associates.
Correct.
Yes. Right. Now, according to me, for whatever reason, I had that the urban,
Beaverbrook Urban Renewal was two hearings.
Right, it was two hearings.
February 5th and March 5th. Did you get my email late in the day today?
Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to figure out this late one. Okay, you might be right then.
What's the question?
I gotcha. All right.
I don't even understand what the question is.
We weren't sure we had the same things that were on the agenda on the minutes.
But it is
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
All right. So anybody else have any questions, comments, concerns? If not, how about a motion to approve those minutes of February 5?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Sorry, just one second. Ms. Kleinhans?
I guess I saw yes. still a little confused, but that's okay. Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Hey, which means we have one abstention, because they weren't eligible to vote, correct?
Oh, I abstained, yeah.
Right.
Correct. I just had him, yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Next one is the executive session minutes of February 5, 2018. Now, if we have any discussion about those, we have to go into executive session, but if you're okay with what was presented or what, then we can make a motion and approve them. I was okay.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Pfeffer. Roll call.
Mr. Higgins? You were eligible. You had recused from the application, but you came back for the executive session.
Oh, all right. That's correct. Thank you. Yes.
Got to keep you on your toes.
I did check all that. Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
I was here as well.
Yeah, you're on the list, too.
Did I go up there?
No.
No.
That's because you questioned the first minutes. So.
I checked you off and I called you. I'm sorry.
Was he a... You're voting for her now.
She got axed.
Oh, gosh.
Am I fired?
She told me to put you on the preemptive strike list. I refused.
So you okay? You got her affirmative?
Ms. Barnham?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And then we have... Are these minutes of March 5th?
Yes. Yep.
That's regular minutes, right? Yes.
Yes.
Any comments, questions, concerns? If not, is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
You can't. Are you on it, McTiernan?
McTiernan is
no,
not eligible.
No, he's not.
I rescind my...
You can rescind the right.
So eligible members are Mr. Higgins, Ms. Kleinhans, Mr. Pfeffer, Mr. Scheich, and Mr. Semay.
I don't see Higgins
on here.
I see Kleinhans, Mardini, Pfeffer, Scheich, and Semay.
Yes,
Mardini's
you're right.
Not here.
Yes, you're right.
So it's Kleinhans, Pfeffer, Scheich, and Semay.
I had abstained again.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Then I'll resecond.
If you resecond, is that a fourth?
The third.
All right. Roll call, please.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who was the motion?
Me.
Mr. Semay.
Wait, why is the mayor not eligible? I'm just looking through the minutes.
Because he recused from the
application.
Peter Bacomstead application.
Right. And that was
yes.
A continuation.
Yes. Right.
See, now we're even.
Yeah.
I keep scoring.
So, go ahead.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
All right.
The motion carries.
Whew, that was a tough minute.
Yeah.
You guys really crimp my style. We're at 7:11. 7:16. That clock is profoundly wrong. Resolutions. Pearl Developers LLC, 1355 Route 31, Block 82, Lot 403, Application 201807, preliminary major site plan approval, preliminary major subdivision approval, C2 variances for building setbacks, dimensions of signage and location of stormwater basin and retaining walls, and exception from RSIS to allow construction of 100% affordable housing project referred to as the apartments at Clinton at the site currently known as Marukia. The resolution was distributed. I think it's version 3.
Yep, version 3 with today's date, and there's just one last addition, which Ms. Kleinhans gave me prior to the meeting, and that's in the second whereas paragraph on page 1. It says, with the consent of Township Clinton. It should be with the consent of Clinton Township. With that last revision, this resolution has been reviewed by Katie from my office, me, the applicant's attorney, the applicant's attorney's associate, and Lara. And at least the professionals are all satisfied with this version with that last change.
Okay. So if everybody is okay with that, given that explanation, is there a motion to approve that resolution? Thank you, Mr. McTiernan.
I just had one comment on that before we vote. We talked about the gas meters again on there at that meeting.
I don't see that.
And that's not reflected in the resolution.
We did talk about gas meters.
Because they promised that they would.
They said they would at least ask the gas company not to.
Okay, but we have to put that in here, or it's a gentleman's thing now. We could put it in that they have to ask.
You can get it as final if you want, no?
Can we get it at final?
Listen, my suggestion is, you guys just say, add it in on page.
Well, the board was talking.
The bottom of page 32.
Right.
In fact, look at that. We struck out that national resource, it should have been natural resource inventory. We struck that out so we can put back a number 5 and we'll say add a note on the preliminary site plans stating that the applicant will what?
Will request of the gas company that meter location or on the sides or not in the front.
Yeah, they said on the ends of the buildings. Yeah.
Okay. They add a note, they would ask.
Okay, add a note on the preliminary site plan stating that the applicant will request of the gas company that the gas meters be placed on the ends of the buildings, period. How's that?
That's correct. Would you take the ends or the rear?
Yeah, it probably could be.
Because the rear, you could just run a line straight.
It was really
down.
We didn't want them on the front.
Yeah. On the ends or rears?
Right. And they said they would ask. If I remember, they said they would ask.
Okay, on the ends or rears of the building.
They couldn't guarantee.
Right. We'll ask. Right. Okay.
I think that should be a problem.
And I'm going to make this a version 4 when I get back to my house and send it out. Anything else? But that's something that if you didn't have it in, even if you're requiring them to ask and not requiring that it be done, it's better to put it in than have to remember, you know, rely on someone's memory. If it's not in the resolution, someone can say, well, you obviously changed your mind. You didn't put it in. So good catch.
So with that,
motion is amended.
Thank you, Mr. McTiernan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Scheich. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you.
Hold on. This is Tom Behrens. He may want something. Hey, Tom. Good. So I know it's 7:15, and I know we're supposed to start the meeting after this, but we're not done with this one yet, but we're going to be done closely. But your timing couldn't be better, because the next thing on the agenda is the master plan consistency review. And I had told everyone I'd pitch hit for you since you weren't here. And now you can say it yourself why that ordinance is consistent. So hold on, I'm going to put you on speaker and let Kevin call it. And then,
okay.
we'll go downstairs and I'll get you on the phone. Okay, is that okay?
And if you can refresh my memory, the ordinances that are being contemplated.
This is the one. This was the ordinance repealing and replacing in its entirety, Chapter 151 regarding affordable housing. So this is the affordable housing ordinance. This is not any of the zoning ordinances.
Correct. And the effort was just to basically update the existing ordinance in accordance with the latest regulations.
That's correct. But listen, don't say anything yet, because he's got to call it. Then you can say what you just said.
Okay.
Thank you. So this now we're at the master plan consistency review, ordinance number 1118-18, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton repealing and replacing in its entirety Chapter 151 of the Code of the Township of Clinton regarding affordable housing to address the requirements of the Fair Housing Act and the Uniform Housing Affordability Controls and to comply with the Township's third round affordable housing obligations.
And I assume, Mr. Chairman, you'd like to ask the board's planning expert if he has an opinion on whether or not that ordinance is consistent with, or at least not inconsistent with, the master plan.
Correct. Yes.
Tom, do you hear that?
Yes, it is. It is absolutely consistent, and it's a requirement of this affordable housing process that the township is participating in, and it is substantially similar to the ordinance that the township currently has. In its code, and it's again just being implemented to update with the latest and be consistent with the latest
Okay, so your opinion is it is consistent? Not
absolutely.
Okay.
It is consistent.
Anyone want to make a motion?
Good. So this one is...
I'm going to call you back, okay, when we need you to get downstairs.
And let the record know, Ms. Butcher just showed up a few minutes ago, so she's on this one if she wants to. This is the... It's strictly speaking, I like the double negative, so this is supposed to be not inconsistent with the master plan.
Right. But... You
could. Can also go fully in
could go all in.
Means good English and just say it is what it is. Instead, well, it's not
sometimes,
what it's not.
Right. Sometimes, I mean, seriously, sometimes an ordinance is consistent. Other times, you can't say it's consistent, but it's not inconsistent. Other times, it's plain old inconsistent.
We did that once in my whole tenure. Just recently, we did it.
Yes.
It's consistent. Yep. And that was, you know, that's like a rare, a lunar eclipse.
According to Tom, this might be a second situation like that. I don't know if you want to go out there on a limb there, Kevin.
I don't want us to get too giddy here. We're going to start being too jolly.
This is what happens if I go on vacation.
I'll move that it's not inconsistent.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
Mr. Semay?
Yes.
And Ms. Butcher, would you like to vote?
Okay, so the letter from you to the township clerk will be that the board determined that it was not inconsistent with the master plan.
Good. Thank you. So with that, next up we have new business, approval of the vouchers. Excuse me. I know Denise sent them out. I have reviewed them. I'm okay. Does anybody have any questions, comments, concerns? If not, I'll make a motion to pay the bills. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. Butcher?
Yep.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Kleinhans?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Scheich?
Yes.
And Mr. Semay?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Thank you. Are there any reports from council or from, why don't you do council? Anything to update?
We introduced the ordinance you just deemed to be not inconsistent.
You're welcome.
That's up for August 8th, I think, to be adopted. We are moving to eliminate the prime reason why people keep coming to the Board of Health, the council acting as Board of Health, where we have a stricter property line setback than the state. The state allows 10 feet, we require 20 for some reason. Nobody understands. So that'll be introduced at the next meeting. We have a discussion coming up, I believe, on hunting some of our open space properties. The deer are destroying the understory of the forest, and there are a number of other towns in the county that have sort of opened up to that issue as well just recently. And I think we may have a discussion about marijuana, medical and otherwise, those facilities being located in the township or not. Those are coming attractions. Otherwise, it's pretty quiet, I think.
We did have a cable advisory hearing.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I would say, true to form, at planning boards and council meetings, almost nobody was in attendance. We did have two people commenting that were at their homes or located in areas outside of the normal franchise delivery zone that we'll be negotiating with Comcast to try and assist them a little bit in getting some cable services there. But we're looking at renewing the cable franchise that hopefully will be on the agenda, I think, for next meeting.
I didn't realize there's areas of Oakland Township that they don't cover.
It's not that they don't cover, it's that the homes are far enough off the normal distribution to be an imposition on whomever to provide the services. It's not in the normal course of business.
Okay.
And we've got about four homes that meet that criteria.
Okay.
And they're appealing to get services, and Comcast, we'll see what they say. We'll go back in negotiations. We were under the impression walking into that meeting that it had already been resolved and settled. But two individuals came up saying no, it had not, and that they would like to continue to appeal that. So
okay.
We'll work with Comcast.
Yeah, there's a minimum linear density requirement in every franchise agreement. Franchise is 15 years old, and the homes are about 13 or 12, yeah. So they were under no obligation to extend service to the location. Pretty odd build-out. It's about 3/4 mile, densely populated.
And then wow.
Then four houses.
Oh, it's four houses as one cluster?
Well, it's not a cluster. It's a very lengthy, long flagpole.
No, I just, when you said four houses, I just assumed you meant four random houses throughout the township.
No, it's a cul-de-sac kind of clustery thing at the end of it. So we'll see.
I think we'll see what happens.
If they want an easy franchise, they're probably going to find a way, I think.
I'm just curious, for education purposes, do most people in the township get their internet service through Comcast, or do people do it other ways, like through Verizon?
We don't have Verizon out here.
We have a flawed model. We have CenturyLink that operates like 10 megabytes, 10 gigabytes,
DSL.
And Comcast is much faster.
If you're close, so you can only get like a half megabit in some places.
And they own the old copper wires and the franchise, Verizon, we can't get good competition here, which is the source of the concern.
I guess.
Can you imagine, I mean, half the new neighborhoods all have underground utilities. Can you imagine digging everything up and starting over again?
And we've looked at that, too. And we've talked to Verizon. We've talked to Service Electric. We've talked to others, too. They're not interested. And it has mainly to do with what John just described, and that's digging up that infrastructure and putting it in. You're looking at somewhere between minimum of $10 million to possibly as much as a $30 million.
It's so interesting. Just Essex County, where I live, everyone complains, oh, geez, oh, everyone else has underground utilities, and we have all this stuff on the pole. But when it's up on the pole, keeps on getting upgraded. I never.
So the data rates are very good. I mean, without asking for it, I have 250 meg, and you can go up to a gig. So they've been good about upgrading their transmission equipment. But, given...
No competition.
There's no. That's the issue.
The price is
wrong. The other guy is just.
And also,
I get it.
Service quality issues, but it's. I mean, by and large, it's great for.
Yes, you have Verizon going against Comcast going against.
You got basically somebody who doesn't even compete. CenturyLink just doesn't even. I don't know what they do.
The landscape will change, though. Give it a few years when 5G and low orbit satellite starts becoming more of a thing.
But when you look at penetration rates, Fios is about 26 to 28% at the top end when they go into a new community. It could be as low as 10%. And you look at a small community like ours, you're going to have to fully implement a capital structure to make it work, but you're not going to get the return.
And Verizon's not really building out Fios anymore either. No. They've got kind of shish kebab by their shareholders for losses year after year to their utility company. They're supposed to, post the dividend, keep their head down, and shut up.
Their
shareholders did not love them.
Reliability is good. But their business model, which is wholly, not part of a franchise renewal,
interesting.
It's a base cable TV.
Got
$16
it.
A month. And that model where they bump you every January, after January you call up and make some threats, then drop it, everybody loads it.
Okay. Yeah,
and they were smart. They grew by acquisition, so they got everybody else's infrastructure at a discount.
But I think Clinton Township, the word is Clinton Township should single-handedly solve this issue.
Absolutely.
State controls with franchise agreements.
You should actually do a municipal service, and then you should start selling it to everyone else in the state.
We should throw the bums out and just put someone else in, because that's what's fair and equitable.
A former mayor was holding forth on us building our own internet service provider.
Not practical.
We would have all the connections to the ISPs and everybody else. And
John, you don't want to be up there with the Comcast CEO and everybody else?
It's fabulous.
All right, I get it.
All right.
Sorry to
delay. Anything else on the reports from anybody of the other groups that wanted to chime in? I don't have any.
Ordinance didn't do anything.
All right.
Speaking of ordinance, though, we were going to try and have a meeting today, but Sam Ordini wasn't able to be in attendance today. Would the possibility exist for August 6th prior to the planning board meeting?
Do we only have one meeting in
summertime?
Okay.
Are you looking for an interim meeting before the?
No, an ordinance subcommittee meeting.
Sure.
It's all this cell contiguous business.
So prior to the August meeting, that's what they said.
Okay.
Yep. So it's like 6 o'clock then, or? Yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be 6.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let Sam know.
Can you let Sam know? Yeah, all right.
Yeah. He said to try for another night, so I will let him know. And if for some reason, well, I'll send out an email to all involved. If for some reason that doesn't work, I'll let him know as well.
I'm good before or after, so you know Sam can't make it and wants to have it afterwards. I'm fine with that, too.
Okay.
Don't say that until you find out what's on the agenda.
Correct.
Well,
you'll,
we know
end up being doing it at 1 a.m.
You kind of know what's on the agenda. It shouldn't be fortunate.
You never know until 21 days before.
Yeah.
Could be a surprise.
What else? What's coming up? What, the next meeting is when, Denise?
August 6th.
August 6th, right. And what do we have? Do you know?
The old municipal building redevelopment. It's called Annandale Village, LLC.
And that could, not to jinx anything, because quite frankly, I thought that Pearl was going to go the whole, I didn't think it was going to finish, okay? Mm-hmm. When Katie told me that that thing finished, I was shocked. But this old municipal building could go the whole night and not finish.
Well, it could be lengthy. Just, I mean, the folks in the church next door are very nervous. You know, I spend some time with...
There's a lot of legitimate questions sure. that are going to be asked. Right, so yeah. when that's why I was saying don't plan your meeting after.
I'm not going to jinx it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's our next next fun and games. So is there a...
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, yeah.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or abstain? Buenas noches.
Okay, those of you who are joining me downstairs, let's go downstairs.